final day of November. We turn the calendar to December, and then people realize, wait a minute, Christmas is almost here. And there's a lot of activities going on to talk about, including one this Saturday. It is the 16th annual Holiday on the Ridge in North Ridgeville. And joining us to talk about it from the North Ridgeville Visitors Bureau is Marjorie Snyder. Good morning, Marjorie.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. We're very excited about our event this Saturday.
Oh, before we get to the event, we need to share Craig's phenomenon. Craig was able to drive from the North Ridgeville border all the way through Westlake on Center Ridge and made every single traffic light.
Oh, that's a real feat. Congratulations.
Thank you, Marjorie. This happened yesterday around noontime. I could not believe it. I was just steady as she goes. And
that proves one thing. North Ridgeville's back, and there's the traffic doesn't seem to be a problem anymore. We love that.
And, of course, that's where a lot of the activities will be taking place for Holiday on the Ridge. Tell us all about it.
Okay. A big event. It has six craft shows. I want to just name the churches and the events for the craft shows. St. Peter's Church, Sugar Ridge Baptist, St. Julie Billiards, First Congregational, River Church of God, and the North Ridgeville Senior Center. Very excited about our craft bazaars. They're the best in Northeast Ohio, and I can't wait for people to take advantage of them.
Did you name off five? Is that
six?
Six.
St. Peter's, Sugar Ridge Baptist, St. Julie Billiards, First Congregational Church, River Church of God, and the North Ridgeville Senior Center. They're all the craft bazaars.
Wow, you're sure to have people find all the gifts from, you know, those.
Yeah, do their
people.
Christmas shopping. It's very exciting. Yeah,
absolutely. So in between the different craft show stops, what else will people be able to see?
Okay, we have 21 stops on this Holiday on the Ridge totally, and I wanted to let folks know that if they want a map in the brochure about our event, they can go to nrchamber.com, and that brochure is on there, or they can call me here at the office, and I can email them a copy of the brochure. There's 21 locations, and this year the star on our Christmas tree for our event is the Gift of Lights, and that's 777 Victory Lane, right off of Lorraine Road. It is the largest light outside drive-through light festival in Northeast Ohio, and we're doing a partnership for Holiday on the Ridge. It's very exciting and very new.
I'm looking at it right now. City of Gift of Lights, it says, the largest drive-through holiday light festival in Northeast Ohio, includes a variety of holiday scenes to delight people of all ages. Drive through the 1.2-mile course. Wow. So this, and of course, that works great sort of in the evening kind of
right,
dusk.
Right, to end up the evening. Two other events, we're going to have the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast at 8 a.m. That's at the high school. That goes till noon. And then don't forget about Mayor Gillock's tree lighting at 5 p.m., and that's at the park.
Of course, people, when they get the map, they can travel through all parts of North Ridgeville. Talk about some of the other places that people might be able to stop.
I'm excited because our chamber office, which is on Lorraine Road, right next to Don Mold's Garden Center, Don Mold's also is included in the Holiday on the Ridge as usual, but we decided to open up our chamber office, and we're selling Christmas light-up toys, and I just wanted to make sure people knew where our chamber office was. So we're included in the brochure this year, and I'm excited about selling the light-up toys. So that's something we do on the 4th of July in the Corn Fest, but we're trying to add that to our calendar for the year.
Marjorie, talk a little bit about the community pride, so many people coming together to make this happen.
Well, we're the North Ridgeville Visitors Bureau, and our purpose is to bring people from other communities into North Ridgeville to show them our town. We have so much to offer. We have a new hospital going in. We have Riddell Corporation at the very west point of Center Ridge Road, and we're very proud about everything happening in North Ridgeville.
I'm looking at some of the different places you mentioned, the different craft shows, the lights and things. You even got South of the Square Collision.
Yeah, they're a new moved car repair place.
Right, and then, of course, on here too. The J&P Custom Flooring for people probably during the holidays thinking about maybe getting things, spruced up around their home. So not only you have sort of retail establishments in different places, but just businesses that people can visit to see what other things are offered in North Ridgeville.
Poppy's Popcorn on Taylor Parkway is a great stop to do some of your Christmas shopping. They're known for their popcorn countrywide, so that would be a good place. The Blue Barn Shop is one of the most, they get the most people. They're right on Center Ridge Road, and right next to them is Timeless Treasures. That's small gifts and antiques, so there's something for everybody. Oh, and new this year is Coldwell Banker Hunter Realty, which is right on Center Ridge near Blue Barn and Timeless Treasures. But if you go online to nrchamber.com, you can get a copy of our brochure before you even start.
And then, of course, this is all self-guided. You pick the places you want to go.
Right,
just to know
right. And I hope you visit me at the chamber office. I would love to meet everyone.
And, of course, the North Ridgeville Historical Society Museum will be opened as well for people to come.
Yes.
See some neat things about North Ridgeville's past. But again, it's the 16th annual Holiday on the Ridge, the craft shows. That's the big key to a lot of it. Different events in the open house. And don't forget the tree lighting as well as the Gift of Lights, which is new this year at 7777 Victory Lane. Well, Marjorie, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. A lot of great things.
Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you. Marjorie Snyder from the North Ridgeville Visitors Bureau this morning on WEOL.